Reading. A pair of Japanese and American cities was planning to celebrate the 50th anniversary of their sister city relationship. But approximately 1 week before the ceremony, the Japanese city received an email from its American counterpart. The email reported a catastrophe caused by mountain fires near their city, which were still uncontained and had already destroyed hundreds of homes. Our mayor and our city staff have been and will be focused in aiding our citizens in this time of emergency, continued the letter. As of right now, our mayor's participation at the meeting with your mayor on Friday and the signing ceremony on Sunday is still on. However, please know that depending on our disaster situation, we may have to cancel our mayor's participation. Although the dispatch did not say so, Japanese municipal officers took it as a request for cancellation of the anniversary ceremony. Thus, they decided against their mayor's planned visit, puzzling their American partners. How and why did this miscommunication occur? First, according to their politeness code, Japanese people are expected to make every possible effort to find out their communication partner's real intentions, which are often unexpressed or hidden between the lines, and deal with them appropriately. Therefore, due to the email's mention of urgent damage control tasks, the Japanese officials most likely interpreted the message as a cancellation request made in a roundabout way. The Japanese city assumed that a mayoral visit during a time of emergency could cause the American sister city great inconvenience. From a Japanese perspective, this visit would have been an impolite and inconsiderate act. The Japanese officials could and should have tried to confirm their interpretation with their counterparts, but they didn't. They were overconfident in their interpretation. Under the circumstances, it appeared quite natural for their American colleagues to concentrate on post-disaster tasks at the expense of the anniversary celebration. Actually, asking for confirmation would have never occurred to them, because such a move would have been too impolite. It would have made American officials lose face, suggesting that they had failed to convey their hidden message appropriately. The Japanese omoyari rule says that it is the reader's responsibility to interpret, not the writer's obligation to explain the true meanings hidden in the message. However, these traditional communication styles are becoming inappropriate even among the Japanese. Japanese values and lifestyles are becoming increasingly diverse, making reliance on tacit understanding more difficult and ineffective. This is reinforced by encounters many Japanese have with people from different cultural backgrounds. Japanese students should be reminded that, in intercultural interaction, few things should be taken for granted. After all, language plays an important role in explaining and clarifying behavioral differences.